Now, we're going to make contact with Nevin this morning, see what's happening up there, what recipes we have for you this morning. Nevin, good morning, dear heart.
Good morning, Marty. How are you today?
Oh,
you well?
Golly, I'm very good. You're sounding very clear. I mean, I know when I get into the car, we head up to Black Lion. It takes us a while to get there. It's always worth it when we arrive, but it takes us a while to get there. But this is so clear. It's like you're sitting beside me. It's unbelievable.
Are you happy? It's technology. And thanks to you and Sinead for setting this up. You know, it's something on my phone, so it's great.
That's
brilliant.
I am
Black Lion, by the way.
You are? Yes, I know. Well, actually, it sounds fantastic. Not too far away now from the opening, please God.
And fingers crossed.
Back in gear. I know. So look, what are you going to do for me today? What have you got?
Yeah, I'm going to do kind of like two recipes from the midweek meals, and actually, you know, it's done so, and is doing so well. So I'm going to do a steak and peppercorn sauce with rustic potatoes and a braised chicken and chorizo rice.
Oh, I like it already.
Kind of like a bake. So, the steak I'm using sirloin. I think you love fillets. You do. You told me.
Yeah, but you like the sirloin because of the flavor. You always
there's say. A little bit of texture. Well, the olive great flavor. It's just the olive a slightly different texture, you know, to be truthful with you. And, you know, I like the dry age that's a little bit more mature, richer, depth or flavour. So strip loin has a lovely marble and a fat. So fat is flavour. Some people have mixed them nervous, but for me, it gives so much flavour. Ribeye is one of the king of all steaks. It's lovely marble and it's delicious. So you can make this recipe with all the steaks. Now,
what's your favourite?
You know, I like them all. I mean, I just, if you were to give me, I'd probably the ribeye, truthfully.
Yeah.
For this recipe, we're using the sirloin and, or the strip loin, as I call it. And if you bring it to room temperature, that's the key, a little bit of salt and pepper. And literally all you're going to do is just literally pan fry that. But before we get on to the cooking of it, we need to do our rustic potatoes. So what we do is some nice rooster potatoes. Don't even peel them. Just give them a good wash and then you slice them really thinly. Now, there's a kitchen gadget called a Japanese mandolin that you can slice it really thinly. And you put them onto a baking sheet with parchment paper, a little drizzle of rapeseed oil, a couple of cloves of garlic, lightly crushed with the skin on, okay, not peeled, with the skin on, so that gives it lovely flavour, and then a couple of sprigs of rosemary, or you can use thyme, or if you don't have any herbs, you can use some dried ones, but the fresh ones are better. Mix them all together, put them in a roasting tin, and then literally line it with parchment paper. You bake that off at 200 degrees, Marty, and in the recipe it says it takes 15 to 20 minutes. That really depends on the thickness of the potatoes. If you cut them by hand, you mightn't get them evenly cut, which is fine too, don't worry about that. There's lots of little gadgets you can get, as I say, the Japanese mandolin is a great little slicer, because every slice of potato will be the same, and they're not expensive. They're a great little kitchen gadget, especially coming up to Christmas. They're a great little treat for the home cook. So you bake them off in the oven. You're kind of roasting them, actually. It's a really thin roast potato, you get lovely flavour. You get them nice and crisp. Toss them after about maybe 10 minutes, and really that's going to give you lots of flavour. Now, of course, you can serve this with regular mashed potato, baby boils, whatever you want. Chips, hard to beat.
These sound lovely, though.
Gorgeous. Well, I think they're lovely, and they're a little bit extra work, but they're gorgeous and they're worth it to the air.
Yeah.
So we'll get on to our peppercorn sauce. So first of all, we're going to seal off our steak. We're going to pan fry that. We're going to cook it roughly about maybe 4 to 5 minutes on either side. It's going to be nice and pink, but not too rare at the same time. So just remember, you know, you cook it until it's cooked to your own liking. So you press the center of the steak. If it's very soft, it's rare. If it's kind of medium, kind of soft, it's kind of medium to the touch and to the taste. And then if it's firm to the touch, it's well done. So there's three different ways you can kind of cook steak, to be honest with you, rare, medium and well done. So keep it nice and juicy. So a little bit of oil, a little bit of butter in the pan. The strip loin won't take long. Honestly, it's not a huge cut of steak, because it's about 5 or 6 ounces, so it's not going to take long. So you lift it off, put it onto a plate and you let it rest, cover it in tin foil. In that same pan that you cooked that beautiful steak, put a little bit of butter, a couple of shallots. I've said two shallots. It can be one large, one small, doesn't matter. Cut some garlic crushed, and that's going to go into the pan, and then in top of that, cook that off for a few minutes. You're going to put in beef stock, about 450 mils, a couple of teaspoonfuls of crushed black peppercorns, and that's where you're going to get the real heat for the classic peppered sauce that my mother would have made. And then into that, then 2 tablespoons, you'll enjoy this, some nice cognac goes into that. So you flambe that off, and just watch the eyebrows when you're doing that. Obviously you need a naked flame, for, you know, on a gas flame, or a little match. So you cook that out, and then you add in about 4 tablespoons of cream, and then you'll have the lovely lovely juices of the steak and that. Put the steak back into that, kind of spoon over the sauce, finish it off, and then literally you serve that with your lovely rustic potatoes. And the recipe says a little bit of sauteed cabbage. So Savoy cabbage cut really thinly, just cooked with a little bit of water and butter in a pan. That's optional. You can serve it with peas. You can serve this with a salad. Because you have your
funny thing is, broccoli. Savoy cabbage is a lovely thing. Savoy, and you don't have it that often.
Well, you know, I love cabbage, and my mother used to boil cabbage and do it really nicely. I cook it in the cookery school with some cream, celeriac, and a little bit of carrot. So it's really, really tasty. But for you, Marty, you know, I know you like broccoli, so you can serve this with broccoli, which would be gorgeous.
My mother used to boil cabbage as well, and she lived in Clontarf. You could smell it in Carlo. It was not always a great day, but she meant well.
That was the way that a lot of people would have cooked cabbage, you know. Oh, in fairness, my mother would have boiled it and then she would have strained it and cooked off some onion and bacon butter and black pepper. Like, it was cooked to mush, but it was still very tasty.
But it was cooked to mush. It was unbelievable. Everything was cooked to the nth degree in case it wouldn't be cooked enough, do you know? There was always that fear with her. God love her. Sounds gorgeous. I love the sound of that. And you might have to have a glass of something like that to wash it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. A nice glass of red, you know yourself. And that sauce, by the way, will keep for a week in your fridge, which is great for your listeners. The rustic potatoes, they're better done fresh. And if you get a really nice piece of lovely grass-fed Irish beef, it's hard to beat. We have the best beef in the world.
Yeah. We have for sure. Is one of your implements the mandolin, the Japanese mandolin?
No, not yet.
Oh, you haven't made one yet.
Watch this space, my friend.
I thought you had one for sale. Okay,
we always have to bring newness to the range, and that's true. It's doing phenomenally well, which is great.
So thank God. Now we'll buy an inferior one and wait for the superior one. All right. So look, you're doing the steak now. Is it true that you're going to do another main course?
Yeah, we're going to do a braised chicken and chorizo rice. It's a variation of a dish that me and you would have made or talked about, you know, over the years. And it's just, so I'll explain it. It's kind of like a baked rice dish, but there's lots of lovely chicken. And we're using the chicken breast in this, or you can use the chicken thighs, whichever you prefer. So this one, it says prep time is about 15 minutes, cooking time about 40 minutes. And that really depends on the size of the chicken breast, to be truthful with you.
Right.
So you preheat your oven at 180. And then what I want you to do is just literally on a nice big kind of skillet or casserole pan, seal off your chicken breast. So it's one chicken breast per person, excuse me. Boneless, skin on or skin off, it doesn't really matter. Just if you can get the corn-fed chicken, it's the one I prefer, to be honest with you. So you seal that off for about 2 minutes either side, then put it onto the plate, and then into the same kind of skillet pan or the casserole pot, you put in some one onion chopped, or you can slice it. I usually chop it. A couple of cloves of garlic, which is crushed. 100 grams, and that's about, say, 2 tablespoons of chorizo, which is just literally sliced or chopped into cubes. Mm. And then you let that cook for a few minutes. Sun-dried tomatoes are lovely in this, and this is the difference in the recipe I would have spoke to you before. So sun-dried tomatoes are lovely in it, and if you get the semi-sun-dried tomatoes that are stored next to virgin olive oil, you can use the oil for cooking this whole dish from start to finish. And then with the tomatoes, sorry Marty, you chop that. So just to recap, you sealed off your chicken in the pot, then you have your onion, your garlic, your chorizo, your sun-dried tomatoes. We're using a herb called Herbes de Provence, which is a mixture of a couple of different herbs, usually rosemary, thyme, and there's a little bit of parsley in there.
I haven't seen that before.
It's a lovely little dried herb. Simply better do it. It's all organic, and it's a really, really nice herb to use over meats, particularly if you're baking them like this, or even grilling meats. It really is lovely and not too strong. So Marty, you have your chicken on the plate, you have all your ingredients in the actual skillet pan or casserole dish. Then you're going to put in about 500 grams of long grain rice, 150 mils of dry white wine. You put that in, and then one can of chopped tomatoes into this. So you stir this all together, 1 pint of chicken stock. So you bring this to the boil, put back in your chicken breasts, which are still raw, by the way, in on top of your rice and your vegetables and all that. And then literally you give it a stir, put the lid on it and pop it into the oven. And it says in the recipe it takes about 20-25 minutes to cook. So that really depends on the size of the chicken breast. The rice will absorb all those lovely juices from the chorizo, the tomatoes, the lovely chopped tomatoes and the stock, and it really is so tasty, this recipe.
There's a huge amount of flavours in there, isn't there?
Well, you're right. And what I've done with this, Marty, is I've made this before many times at home. Yeah. I put frozen peas, I put spinach into it, I put basil into it. So you can mix and match, you know, you can use lots of lovely frozen peas, just put them in for the last 5-10 minutes. And it's a kind of like a one pan dish. You don't need to dirty anything else. You're using your pan, your skillet to seal off your chicken, and then all your ingredients go in. And I just think it's a great family feast, to be honest.
Sounds absolutely lovely. Listen, we were just saying, Sinead and myself, has the midweek meals turned out to be one of your best? I think it has. We think it has as a book, anyway.
Yeah. Well, I definitely get feedback from people, and you know, timing is everything. And if you capture people's imagination and you give them lovely simple recipes, I truthfully think it's been my most successful book, which is great because people are at home. The meal is the main event for people at home now.
That's
certainly
right.
In our house.
Yeah.
And, you know, more people are cooking at home, which is fantastic. And that's one good thing that's going to come out of the whole situation everyone is in. So cooking food, for me, it's always been my life. I love to cook at home, but most people didn't have the time. So now, if you give them the confidence and just bring them on the food journey, like we've done, you know, with me being on your show every week,
yeah.
We try and keep recipes nice and simple, upbeat, lighthearted, just talking about great Irish ingredients. And that's what it's all about.
It's all about.
It's great, and I think you might have bought me a bit of luck. It being dedicated to you, Marcus. So thank
I don't
you.
Know about that. But anyway, but these two are in it. These two are in it, and that's the important thing, you know.
Yeah, and they're simple. Like it's 100 recipes, 100 images. It's people ask you have no desserts. Well, no, it's midweek meals. There's no
absolutely
desserts
that's the point of it. Yeah, that's right.
Watch the space for the next one, Marcus.
I thought that already. braised chicken and chorizo rice is one of them, and the other one is steak with peppercorn sauce and rustic potato. Nevin, that's fantastic. That's lovely. We'll go a little Christmassy next week, I expect, won't we?
We will. I think we'll start the Christmas gifts. We'll get a early countdown, me and you, to Christmas. Is
all
that
right.
Okay?
That'll be perfect, my friend. Well, now, I found a track from Louis Armstrong called Steak Face. I can't think of anything better to play, can you?
I love it.
Steak Face.
Take it away.
Take it away,
Marty.
Nevin, and Steak Face. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Marty. Bye-bye.